Now I give the floor to the representative of Pakistan for the second intervention.
Mr. President, we have been forced to take the floor again to respond to the Indian delegation's continued resort to falsehood and fabrications. We reject all delusional and false claims and assertions by the representative of India. Irrespective of how many times you repeat a lie, it can never replace the truth. The esteemed Indian delegate seems to have become a victim of her own lies and propaganda. Mr. President, facts of the matter have not changed. Jammu and Kashmir remains an internationally recognized disputed territory. It is a travesty of justice and morality to stand here in the General Assembly and make claims that are against the principles of international law. Indian state-sponsored terrorism continues in occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Indian occupation forces are decimating fundamental human rights of the hapless Kashmiris, a crime against humanity. Indian involvement in Pakistan in sabotage and subversion activity is a well-documented fact. Pakistan's commitment to fighting terrorism is recognized internationally. Lastly, I would reiterate that it seems India has not heard the voice of the innocent Kashmiri people. They don't want to live under occupation. They have been saying this for 70 years, but India only tries to repress that unanimous voice. I hope India would wake up to the reality. Thank you.
Thank you.